the Ruin Dits catch-up for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. $2.9 million grand prize. Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.
Ruin Dits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Tex. Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Morning, Tex.
Morning, Dits.
Now, you got a smile on your face. You're always a happy sort of fella, but are you angry with the game at the moment? Is the game, do you feel it's let you down?
In what regard?
You've been rubbed out for two games so far.
Disappointing. Disappointed. Yeah. But
are you challenging it?
No, I'm not going to challenge it.
You're not going to?
No.
How did you arrive at that decision?
Probably sums up my season. It's been very challenging for me individually and us as a footy team. So two games, I'll just cop it. My body's crying out for a bit of rest at the moment. So probably gives an opportunity for someone else to play the last two games. And I'll put the feet up and finish the year.
Do you need an operation, Tex? Or like, have you worked out already with the doctors, physios, what your body needs? Or are you happy to discuss that? Or
haven't even worked that out yet. So,
do you reckon you will need an op?
No, I don't think so. Hope not. Hopefully, yeah.
So what are you, you're just saying your body just needs rest and doesn't need anything fixed?
No, I'm just still a little bit sore. And my groin's a little bit sore and my foot's still a little bit sore. But I've played with them most of the year, so probably a bit of 2 weeks off will give me a head start on pre-season next year.
Yep. A lot's been said about the fact that you didn't really get a good pre-season, so that would be your absolute goal right now to make sure you're raring to go when that all starts.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start ASAP. It gives me 2 weeks head start on everyone else.
You don't need a mental break, though?
No, I've had a fair bit of a break throughout the year. I've been in and out, and I'll have a break where I'll get away and might go up to Barnboogle with Bernard.
It's down to Barnboogle.
Sorry, mate. I'm not really good at doing trade. We'll go down to Barnboogle and down to King Island, play a bit of golf.
Righto.
Do you want to come?
I'd love to. Now, this is more important for the moment. Yeah, I can catter you. That'd be right. Yeah. Graham Corns on 7 News last night. Let's have a listen.
I could not disagree with the Walker ban any more strongly. There's no way that's a dangerous tackle. Sometimes accidents happen in football. As a coach, you'd expect players to tackle fiercely. It's not a slam tackle, and he's let him go.
Now, I don't know if you can comment on this or not, but I personally agree with Graham. I think there are accidents in footy. However, we know, and Roo's discussed this a lot on the program, about the head and what the game is trying to do with concussion and those sorts of things. So I feel for you. I didn't think it was that dangerous, and you seemed to let him go as you were hitting the ground. But unfortunately, he came out concussed.
It does happen so quick, and I do remember getting in the motion. I was like, oh, shit, this could be a sling tackle. So I did let him go.
Yep.
But they're just so protective of the head, and if the consequence is that they're knocked out or they hit their head, then you're in trouble. So disappointing, but that's just the way the rules go, and it's, I suppose that's where footy is now.
How'd you see the game Saturday night? Were they just a bit too good the night?
Probably a snapshot of our season, Roo, to be honest. Played some good footy, had some lapses, didn't have enough guys playing their role. And in the end, we end up getting beat by a pretty good team up in Canberra.
Mm. Are they good enough? Can they go all the way?
Well, they've actually got some injuries. Obviously, Shaw and Kelly from the weekend, and they've still got some guys. Like, if you look at their long-term injury list, they've got a fair few guys that hopefully they might get back over the next 2 to 4 weeks. And if they do get their few players back, I reckon they give it a fair shake.
Yeah, they're only one of a few sides who can push Richmond, I reckon, if there's any at the moment.
Collingwood?
They got some injuries. They got a lot of injuries at the moment. But
will they get a few
They back, might right? get a few back. I'd have to have a closer look to see who they're going to get back. But, West Coast, I don't think they can do it. Melbourne, I don't think they can do it.
Can Port?
I'll answer that in just a moment. Okay. Right, we're going to take a break. That's a big question. I'll come back to you.
Have you got a big answer for
I have.
Question?
Tex Walker joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes.
It's a two-letter word. No.
Ruin Tits for breakfast.
Tex!
On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers
gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive Homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Now, Tex, I admire positivity in people. Mm-hmm. You don't think the season's over, do you?
No.
Why is that? Everyone else thinks the Crows are finished. Everyone's
Sean Craig Murphy
written
doesn't.
About it. Sean Craig Murphy and Tex think alike, right? Mm-hmm. You think it can still happen?
Well, mathematically it can. When you talk of mathematically, it makes it a little bit harder. But
yeah,
do you want the maths?
So what needs to happen?
Geelong to lose both games, Collingwood to beat Port by 60 points, Crows to beat North by 50, Essendon to beat Port by 40, Crows to beat Carlton by 100, North to beaten by St Kilda, or they win by less than 10 points.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you finished?
Mm.
So all that can happen, yeah.
It could happen.
It could. Right.
You are optimistic.
Obviously, they're going to play the last two games at 100%, but is there any chance of any young players getting a game in the next 2 weeks? There's a bit of talk around that they might, but I wouldn't think they'd be gifting games.
No,
maybe
you don't.
With you out, maybe. You don't
gift games, but...
Himmelberg get a game?
Or? Yeah, mate, he could be a good chance to play. McGovern. So we've got some guys that... have been playing the sample and been playing some good footy, so if there's any chance we can have a look at them. But we also want to finish off the year really strong going into pre-season, so it's a balancing act, really.
Brody Smith's come back all right, isn't he? Second game in, no worries there.
I reckon we spoke about this about a month before he was coming back, and I said he was flying and did all his rehab to a T, so there's no worries that he was going to come back and do that, mate.
Do you want to ask Ditz if Port can go right without Ryder and Dixon?
Yeah, what's your big answer to my big question?
That's where people lift. That's where you find out how strong and how much, intestinal fortitude people have got.
Wow. We'll just find record out this that
week.
Bit.
We'll find it out this week, won't we?
Was it intestinal?
Fortitude. Guts, fortitude. That means.
Okay. Please just say guts
look
next
it up.
Time.
We'll look it up in the dictionary.
I wouldn't even know where to start. Start with an I or an A.
So we've covered geography this morning. You don't know where Tasmania is, and you don't know about English either. Hey, listen, I'm going to be honest with you here right now. I'm going to be nice to you. The way your team was building over the last couple of weeks, I would have thought that if there was 6 weeks left in the season, I reckon you blokes would have done some damage because you're getting players back. You've played reasonably well. Do you agree?
Oh, I thought we were starting to play some good footy and get some players back, but... like I said, the weekend was probably a snapshot of our season. We played some good footy for not long enough and let teams get a huge run on. We just weren't consistent enough.
No. I think players like Duday that you've uncovered, I seriously think next year, and Brody Smith back, I think you're going to be good. I do.
Well, there's been guys, like injuries create opportunities, and Gallucci, Murphy, Duday, you've seen what Wayne Miller can do.
Yep. He's improved out of sight.
Hasn't he?
Mm. No, I do.
He reminds me of a little bungee off after.
Is that right?
Ooh,
that's a big words. They're fighting words. However, I also want to talk about my mob. I'm very excited about what I see with Port Adelaide too.
What excites you the most?
The players they've unearthed. I think Leanert's fantastic. I think Farrell looks good. He's only played a couple of games. I think he looks very, very good. Dougal Howard's going to get better and better. Houston's a superstar down back. I'm liking a lot of it. Todd Marshall to come back at centre-half forward.
He's going to be a game.
I think moving forward, my point is I think next year both Adelaide teams are going to be very, very, very good.
Oregon.
I hope so, because I don't like both missing out on the eight. It won't be very good.
Oh, yeah. Jumped out of his box over there, hasn't he?
I really like Marshall, and Dougal Howard's going to be a very, very good player as well. Mm. So you got those two looking after both ends of the oval, you'd be right.
Yeah, no, I'm loving it. So next year, showdowns will be even better next year.
Showdowns will be even better, you reckon?
Hey, you're coming to one night in September anyway, Tex, aren't you?
I am. Which will
be about all we celebrate this
September. Is mum coming? Will she be in the crowd?
No, she won't be in the crowd. She's coming down this weekend.
Right.
And she said she still hasn't got her flowers.
Hey, get her to give Tits a haircut.
I might tell her to slip the scissors and cut your ear off or something.
I could have done that at your birth, couldn't I?
You would not be.
I bet you'll get a message now and say, you tell Chris Dittmar not to have a crack at my
boys. You wouldn't be brave enough to get your hair cut by Texas, mate.
No way.
Anyway,
have you got your dad joke for us before you leave?
Yeah, what's the worst dinosaur to play hide and seek with? Do you think he saw us?
Oh, you like that, don't you? Good on you, Tex.
All right,
see you, boys.
Push him hard.
Yep. I'll see you next week.
Good on you, mate. Good on you, Tex. Thanks to Distinctive Homes, Tex Walker.
He's represented Australia.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of big hoo-has getting about.
And he's represented underwear.
They're a snazzy looking tackle box to house your rod and reel.
Now, it's time to represent his own heart.
Aww.
Please welcome to the show, Nick Comintani Bachelor!
Mate, that's not his name.
Well, what do we call it?
Oh, look, you call it whatever you want. You know, Bachelor's pretty cool, or just, or even Honey if you feel it.
Right, let's get him on, Honey.
Honey Badger,
g'day,
good
how
morning.
Are you?
There you go.
Yeah, good.
What are you called the Honey Badger for?
Oh, Struth. Bloody hell, not again. Mate, just the footy days. The boys call me that for various reasons.
Yeah, well, come on, expand on it. You're going to be a superstar, Rick. Well,
the 5 minute, buddy. 5 minute, 10 minute answer.
Oh, right. Well, let's let it go then.
Right.
How did you go meeting all these girls? Did you feel pretty comfortable?
Oh, mate, I was bloody bogging myself there for a bit. You know, there's a whole bunch of Sheilas that are bloody walking with purpose. They're dressed up like pet lizards and they've got a, you know, mission. You just, it can be a bit intimidating, but, you know, once you sit down on a one-on-one date with them, you realise they're bloody, they're great birds and you learn a lot from them.
See? Now, Honey, if I could just ask you, you seem to be a well-put-together fella. We've seen you on the ads and you're fit and you're strong. And
6'2", 100 kilos.
Character, and you've had a great sporting career. Have you had no luck with the women? How come you end up on Bachelor?
No, I had a fair go, but it's more, you know, like these days when you go to a bloody joint, hey, girls or whatever will want to talk to you or want to get a photo just because they've seen something on a bloody foot for footy or on TV, an ad or something. You know, if you want to like really start off something pretty organic and good, you want to start fresh, you know. I don't have to bloody, no preconceived carrying on. It's just for what you know, sit down, have a chat. You get what you get in front of you right then, fresh start. That's what I'm looking for.
Now,
right.
I'm just looking. You said you learn a lot from these girls. What did you learn before?
Right, well, what I can tell you is the female mind is a mysterious beast. And it takes a couple of hundred lifetimes to work it out fully. But,
yeah.
No, look, I think just when you're sitting down on a date and you're first getting to know a woman and just having the, you know, the confidence around that to just talk to them about, you know, first thing you see that's beautiful about them. You know, I reckon that's just gold because everyone's got something beautiful that sort of shines through them. And once you start off that level, get on a good level with them, you hold the stakes, and all of a sudden it's just a natural growth and progression, and beautiful and goodness and friendliness and happiness and all various other things.
Right. Yep. Very light and fluffy. Now, my wife is absolutely obsessed with this show. I've got to tell you, so for the next few weeks, I get nothing. I just get pushed sideways, and I've got a lounge room full of women. The neighbours come in, and her sister and nieces
you might be
and whatever.
To put a wig on
so
and look like the Honey Badger.
What do you think it is about this show? What is it that makes women just obsessed with it?
It's beyond me because they've picked me to freaking do the thing. So you know, classic, not your bog standard sort of bachelor. I've got buddy, I don't have the jaw that can cut a cake and none of those various nutty qualities. But I think that's a good thing. That's probably why I'm on there. Maybe it's a change up. Yeah. But for some reason the girls they just love to be romance, mate. So maybe that's a little. Maybe if it's confusing for you, maybe it's time for you to buddy turn your gear, turn your game up, mate.
Right. I needed this little pep talk. This is good.
Hey, Honey Badger, what's the girl from South Australia, the Russian girl, Dasha, like? She comes, she looks all right in the pits off soon.
Mate, she's a wild bit of gear. but yeah, buddy, awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might even try. I might even learn. I might have even learned some Russian. But right, anyway, yeah. we'll see that later on.
Yeah. Hey, what about your mates, your footy mates? How have they responded to you?
Oh, mate, they've always expected the unexpected. They've sort of... they knew that... They got a message from them and it just said, fair dinkum with a question mark.
Oh, they'll all be right there for support, there's no doubt about
well,
that.
Well, mate, the whole of Australia is going to be watching tomorrow night, as I said, most popular show in our joint, I can tell you, mate. Well done, good luck with it.
Yep.
And thanks for talking to us.
Good on you guys.
There he
good
is.
Luck.
He's the Honey Badger, Nick Cummins, and yeah. Roo, as I said.
I'm going to watch this.
Yeah.
I'm going to debut.
He sounds like a good bloke.
Oh, he will. Have a great time, and he's looking for love, so hopefully he finds it.
Yeah. Ruined it here on Triple M. Oh, that'll get you up and about. 6:53, ruined it here on Triple M.
I'll tell you what, you got me up and about on Friday, Dits.
Yeah.
When you, you know, you said there's a massive Powerball last night, it's jackpotted, and there's a big cross lotto tomorrow night. Why don't we get a syndicate together? Mm-hmm. We're talking about, so I've gone off and got about, you know, everyone in the Triple M crew to, you know, trying to include them in there so we could have a little bit of team bonding and have a win on Saturday night. Mm. Let's have a listen to some of the stuff that we spoke about on Friday first.
Look, I have to share this, the professionalism of our... He's gone in the intro, I can't find the sport. Roo had it turned over, writing his lotto numbers on it.
Oh, come on, because, what is wrong with gambling?
No, nothing.
On the cross lotto, because it's a record amount tomorrow night. See, that's what it's where it started, a record amount tomorrow night. You were talking about it, so I've got into it. You got me into a frenzy.
Right.
It's like putting blood in the water with a white pointer around it. So just from then on, syndicate, let's win some money, $20 each, you know, and that's the only time I buy a cross lotto. So I raced on down to the newsagent. No jackpot.
Oh. Well, there's one coming up, though.
Yeah, in about 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, exactly. I didn't want to miss it.
God, you lead me astray and lead the listeners astray. There would have been so many people who went out and went to the buy a cross lotto as a result of us talking about it Friday. So I thought...
Isn't there something coming up Thursday or not?
Well, there's Thursday's the Powerball jackpot.
Oh, right.
But you said it was Saturday, but...
Okay.
I just thought we'd replay some of the other times you've made a few mistakes on air anyway. Oh, good.
What is happening down at the Adelaide Oval tonight?
Well, it's actually tomorrow. I'm not sure if they're doing it for the game tonight. Definitely tomorrow night.
I see where it's going to be 33 in Perth today.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right. It went from 16 to 33, did it, in a day?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a change.
You're doubting me.
Perth 13 with a high of just 16 today. Showers as well. A fall to west.
Who's that?
So that happened at about...
So what's your problem?
10 past 6.
Is it James Vince, a bloke that we don't know much about? And I see where I think he only averages around 20, doesn't he? Or just over 20 in first-class cricket?
No, he has a bit more than that, mate.
Does he? I've misread that. Yeah, I thought he did.
No, in first-class cricket, he has more than that.
Roo, it would be bedlam down at North Terrace this morning. There will be people everywhere, lights flashing, sirens
hang
going
on,
off.
Hang
first
on.
Morning of the new RAH. I'll bet there are people queuing up to get treated.
Good morning, boys. Believe it or not much. Absolutely nada. Like, who has a doctor's appointment at 6:40 a.m.?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, are you having fun, are you?
Well, I've never made a mistake on here.
No. All right, so Powerball is Thursday night. I've just been
handed this. And that's 100 million.
100 million. Gee. And I'll tell you what, to celebrate our little gaffe, we are going to give, on Thursday, everyone that rings this program, we'll give them a ticket in that Powerball draw for 100 mil.
What, for nothing?
Mm.
Everyone.
Oh, no, we'll charge them.
Everyone.
We'll make money.
Everyone who rings through is going to get a free Powerball ticket.
For nothing. What do you reckon?
Oh, I'm just trying to add to the theatre of your segment. You're just trying to talk it up a little.
Everyone that rings up is going to cost you $49.95.
Yeah, and you can get them at the end. So, how good's that? Thursday. That's something to look forward to, Dits.
Righto. So, $100 million Powerball. And if you win it, of course, hey, remember where you got the ticket.
Exactly.
10%,
right.
15%?
Oh, good. Good idea, Diz.
Yeah, righto. Making news around the place. Now, Roo, this is a big, big story. You and I love the Nags. Chautauqua.
Chautauqua.
Now, for those that don't follow the races, people that do know Chautauqua, it's won $9 million. Big, big sprint horse in Australia.
Yep.
And at times has been our best horse.
Yep.
It's sprinter, I should say, best sprinter. Mm. Anyway, it's got a problem, Roo, which is?
Won't jump out of the gates.
So at the moment, this has happened quite a few times.
Just stand still and misses the start. And if you do that too often, the stewards won't let you race.
Well, when you say misses the start, they're saying that in trials in recent days, actually just stands there, will not move. Can you believe this? A champion racehorse, the gates open, and it just it looks sideways. Just
doesn't want to run.
Not running.
Doesn't want to play.
Wow. We can change all of this, all right? They've found a saviour. There's a bloke who's 83 years of age called Monty Roberts who's pleading with the Hawks family, who are in charge of Chautauqua at the moment.
Mm.
He says he is the real horse whisperer. Now, he's based in California in the US, and he's actually said, I've been watching videos, I'm watching tapes of Chautauqua, and I know what's wrong with it. He said from watching the video, it really wants to race. It really, really does.
Bring him over.
And he's saying, but the Hawks family won't take his calls. They think he's a nutter. But he's worked with 150 other horses, this bloke, Monty Roberts, and he has made them run.
Hey, there's such a thing called horse whisperers. They've been around forever.
I want him to talk to the horses I back every week. If he can make them run, this is unbelievable. Mm. And in fact, he's that good. Do you know, this is the last horse he spoke to.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
He got him to talk. It's unbelievable. That's how good he is. No, right. Fair dinkum.
Okay, well.
But Monty Roberts is the fella who he thinks he can get Chautauqua to run. So we'll follow this story.
All right, you've broken a big
the
story there, Ditz.
The horse whisperer.
Monty Roberts. We'll write that one down.
All right.
Another siege in Wallaroo, Ditz. This is not good for a place like little place like Wallaroo to have a couple and. In the last month, because remember we had that lad caught over there about a month ago. So a little town like Wallaroo, they're not saying the other lad's name was Jake Don't.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not sure. They're not saying too much about this. But yesterday, all the Star Force officers were over there. They had the big tank over there. And, so I'm not sure if it's related to the first siege a month ago or what's going on. But... Mm.
Come to Wallaroo. We do sieges.
Yeah. Shouldn't be having that happen in regional South Australia. But,
no, not two in that short space of time. Hey, Roo, you know, in your sporting career, I hear you footballers talk about this all the time, but what's the biggest thing that you can achieve or the biggest thing that can happen as a footballer?
Oh, probably winning a premiership.
Probably winning a premiership, yeah. So when they – and then when they have a reunion, you would have thought that when it's the one thing – how many premierships did you win in your life, by the way?
One in the AFL.
In the AFL, one. So when they have a reunion, I would have thought, God, everyone's there in front and centre because that's why you play the game, to win premierships. Now, last night, as we'd heard a week ago, because we interviewed Peter Caven, the big build-up is that down at the cinema, which cinema was
Piccadilly.
It? Piccadilly Cinema. They had the big reunion, and all the fans got along there and watched the replay of the game.
Yep.
And what happened to you, Roo?
I forgot about
it. You forgot about it.
This is true. What? I was sitting at the dining table with the six kids and the mother and father-in-law, all having a good family dinner. At about 7 o'clock, and eating the two pies that we got from the St. Peter's Bakehouse.
Yes,
I'd cooked the veggies to go with them. Did what? What's the lady's name who runs the joint? Ditz?
Katie.
Damien
Obst
did what she said. Cooked the veggies, put it in the oven for 180 degrees for 40 minutes, and you look like a star.
Yeah,
did that, and then they got a text message, and I thought, I better check that. Are you coming? It was the text message. Yeah.
Because it was the biggest thing in your life, you know.
I'd forgot about the cinema night, which we did promote on here. And so I downed my pie, put my gear on and got there halfway through the second quarter, which was absolutely perfect timing because we got flogged in the first half.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we got interviewed at halftime with Blighty and Cavo and watched the second half and had a good night.
Good.
So I just started the week off with doing that. But I'm going to get tattooed here on Friday. It's going to get me a little crow, give it a birthday.
Oh, really?
Yep. So
was it fading a bit?
Oh, it's 20 years old. You need new clothes, you need a new dye.
Right.
Yeah, so it might even get you to get a little magpie.
Will not happen.
Yep.
Will not be happening.
Little magpie in your bum.
Good luck with that. Yeah, good luck.
You've always wanted to be a Port Adelaide player.
Yeah, well, I do. I dream about it all the time. Doesn't mean I need a tattoo.
Just a little magpie in your bum.
You worry about your little crow. That's all we need. Anyway, that's what's making news around the joints.
Project on Sunday night, there was a girl from Adelaide who's about to do quite a serious one.
So Kate is from Kensington Gardens and she joins us this morning. Kate, hello.
Hi.
Now, Kate, are you in the midst of this trial right now? Tell us where you're up to.
I actually just got out yesterday, so I'm enjoying my first cup of tea on the outside.
What was it like? What hospital were you in?
It's a private facility that's like opposite the regular hospital. So,
Royal Adelaide?
Okay. Now, is it like solitary confinement? Was it boring?
It's sort of like a really long train journey crossed with jail, but in a nice way.
Tell us what your trial was for.
Ours was for a non-active pill, so it was basically the physical pill which expands in your stomach. The idea is that people that take medicine every day might only have to take it like once a week instead because it doesn't go through your body as quickly.
Right. So it's a long-lasting tablet. So
slow-releasing sort of pill, is that right?
Yeah, sort of. It expands into like a starfish shape, which sounds a bit terrifying, but in your stomach.
So how intrusive for you was it on a daily basis? What sort of tests were they doing to see if it's working and they were getting the results they wanted?
Well, it definitely varies from study to study, and some of them have a lot more tests. But we were quite lucky in that we just had a few blood tests and then MRIs and also ultrasounds.
Yeah.
So why did you do it? Did you do it for the cash or did you do it to aid, you know,
medical science?
Yeah.
A little bit of both. I mean, I think I would be a bit disingenuous if I said I didn't, like, consider the money at all.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be an interesting experience as well and maybe a more productive way to earn that money.
Can I ask how much money you got paid?
You can. I will be getting $4,070 once the study is complete.
For how long?
I've got another 3 weeks of follow-up visits, but overall I was in the actual facility for 8 days.
Okay. So 8 days and all day, all night, that does sound like a long time. But what did you do to occupy your time?
I read a lot of trashy crime novels, lots of detective stories and, you know, people watch TV, they play games, they just chat to each other.
Right, okay. Now, Kate, you're quite articulate. You're a smart lady, obviously. What do you do on the outside in the real world?
I'm in the arts, so I have an arts practice. I'm a painter, and then I also work part-time at an art shop, and I also help to run a gallery.
Oh, good on you. All right, so is this something you would line up for again?
I think yes, because I had a good experience, and it was very non-invasive, but I would be very careful and choosy about which ones I took part in. Like, I don't want, you know, a 30th surge to my face or anything. I guess it was really going to help some people.
Have you heard of any people going in to do these sort of clinical trials and things going sort of pear-shaped, having reactions or having real bad side effects or anything?
Well, I'm a bit of an obsessive Googler, so I did look before I went in and before I agreed to it. I, you know, looked it all up.
Yeah.
In Australia now, I felt very confident that the, you know, the transparency of the whole process is really pretty strong. And there's been things overseas. So, you know, it's always in the back of your mind, but I think that they've improved it, you know, to the point where I feel pretty safe going in.
Now, I'm trying to think of examples off the top of my head here, but over the years I've read, as I said earlier, there are adverts in the paper that might say something like, are you a male between 25 and 50 and do you suffer arthritis? You know, we want 50 men to ring us now and do this trial. So I have seen those sorts of things before.
Yeah.
How did you come across this one? How can people get involved if they wanted to?
If they wanted to, and again, I would caution people to sort of take it seriously and like do their research beforehand, but you can look online. The company in Adelaide is called CMAX, and they have an online recruiting service.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Look,
interesting story. Kate, thanks so much for sharing it with us.
No worries.
Good on you, Kate. Thank you. And I saw her interviewed on TV over the weekend. She's a very, very smart girl. And, well, she's done a good thing too. Medical science is important for us, Roo. Research.
Got to keep progressing. Just makes me wonder, though, what sort of things people out there have done for money.
So she got paid $4,070.
Not bad, though, for you know, a couple of weeks' work.
Yeah.
What weird ways have you, what have you done to make some cash?
You got paid to play footy.
That was weird. I get paid to work with you too. That's even worse. 1-333-53. We've got a prize ditch. 1-333-53. Give us a buzz. Have you done any of these medical trials before, just like Kate from Kensington Gardens have, or what else have you done for money? Give us a buzz. 1-333-53.
All right, now, random prize. We've got a double to go and see Super Jesus. Now, you remember they came into the studio, about a week ago, and they just blew us away. Triple M presents Super Jesus, celebrating 20 years of their iconic album, Sumo. Now, this is Saturday, 29th of September at the Gov, and tickets are available at austix.com.au. The weird and wonderful ways that you've, prostituted yourself, sort of thing. Not absolute prostitution, but you know what I mean. But
we're talking about medical areas, aren't we?
We're talking about anything. What have you done to earn a quid?
You're going to branch it right out.
I don't know. Did you star in a porno or something? Oh, anything, any weird thing you've done to earn money.
All right. Yeah, big money. Let's go to Fullerton. G'day, Shannon.
Hello, g'day.
Have you done a clinical trial, have you?
Yes, when I was at uni back in the States, my alma mater, Purdue, they have a food lab. They wanted it. Yep, they have a food lab. And I was on a special diet for 3 months, which they supplied me with all my food. And they paid me $100 a week for the 3 months to crap in a bag.
You had to poo in a bag.
Oh, come on, Shannon. Now, Shannon, quite seriously, my crap's worth more than $100. I would have negotiated higher. I would have, asked for more.
Well, you know, it was college crap, so it wasn't as good as your crap now.
Fair enough. Now, which college were you at?
My alma mater is Purdue University.
Sorry, so, where is it?
Purdue. It's in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Right.
Yeah, I'm from the state.
So, sort of food were they getting you? Like, what sort of food trial was it? If you don't mind me asking, was it fast food or was it healthy food or was
It was from the almond, as you guys say.
Yeah, almonds.
Association. Yeah. I had to digest at least a cup and a half of almonds a day.
Wow.
Okay. Any idea what they found?
Any results? Yeah.
Basically, their research was to see how much fiber and how much nutrients were actually absorbed from the almonds into your system.
And anything abnormal? Anything interesting?
No. Nothing abnormal. Nothing too interesting. Except, no. As my husband says, corn. No corn. No, it was just a regular run-of-mill study. But I used to actually do. That was one of three studies that I did at Purdue for money.
Right.
How long have you been in Australia for?
2 years and a couple months now.
Is it going well?
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's so well. I actually married one of you guys.
Oh, you crazy girl! What are you doing listening to Triple M?
My husband makes me too. It's part of my indoctrination process into becoming Australian.
We are not stereotypical Australians, I can promise you that. Shannon, we could talk about your poo all morning, really, but we've got other calls to get to.
Thanks
for ringing in. Thank you.
Mm.
That's gold, that is. Right.
Hey? Well, I don't know about that, dude.
She's not paid to do it.
Yeah, I know, but it's not that easy pooing in a bag.
Could be messy.
You'd want to get a good contraption.
I reckon, sorry to go on about this, but the best way to do it, I'm just thinking out loud here, is I'd get a shopping bag and put it inside the toilet and spread it around the top of the bowl so that you're still sitting on the toilet
and the bag catches it all. You've got to be comfortable.
I don't think you have to stand squatting into a bag.
No, you've got to be comfortable. Let's take some more calls, hopefully some different topics. Yeah, let's go to Yana. Where are you from, Yana?
Macclesfield.
Beautiful. Up in the hills. It'll be nice up there today.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Excellent. What have you done for a dollar?
I actually did a CMAQ trial myself back in 2005 to earn some money to buy my first drug kit.
Just get your phone a little bit clearer if you can. What did you do this medical trial for?
I did it for a migraine medication.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yep. Now, so do you suffer migraines?
No, but my mum suffers really bad ones, so I thought it was useful to know what was coming up.
So what did you have to do?
I had to take a pill similar to aspirin, and I had several blood tests each day to see how fast it was getting into the system.
Right.
Yep. And did you have to have a headache to start with, or what?
No, it was just to see how fast the medication works.
So did they take blood, I take it, to then work out whether it was getting into your system? Is that what they did?
Yeah, they did.
There
was like a pincushion at the end of it.
Oh, good on you, Yana. All of these things are helpful, Ruth. This is what we need in society to help us.
We do. Let's go to Burton. G'day, Paul.
How you going, mate?
Good, Paul. What have you done?
I used to work at the Lacornu's warehouse there in Anzac Highway. And every year when the Royal Show was on, I used to chain up the car parks across the road on the weekends and charge people for parking.
Oh, yeah, and what, you didn't, did you own the car park?
No, I didn't own the car park, mate.
What, you just set a little scam up?
Yeah, mate, that's the way I did it for about 2 years, made $600 in 2 hours every Saturday and Sunday. Wow.
And what, they didn't realise?
Oh, they didn't realise, mate.
All right, good on you, Paul. Now, Phil Lacorne is a mate of mine. He'll be walking on the beach about now. Phil will be ringing him, mate. He wants a percentage. You want that fella's number.
You've got to be an opportunist in the life. Dudes. Let's go to Henley Beach. G'day, Roxanne. You wouldn't have done a thing like that.
No, that's actually really funny. But it was actually my husband who did this, and it wasn't medical, but he made $600 in a matter of, I don't know, 5 minutes. It was back in the day of SAFM and the old Black Thunder. It was a promotion, and they put Glad Wrap and honey over the bonnet of the Black Thunder, and he had to lick it off, and he made $600 out of doing that. So it wasn't pornographic, but...
Would have looked a bit like it.
Yeah, it was about, I reckon would be over 25 years ago. Mm. So it was a long time ago. So $600 is a pretty good income for that little bit of time. So no medical or all anything right. else. No,
does he still like his honey, does he, Roxanne?
Oh, he loves his honey.
All right. Thanks, Roxanne.
All right. Good.
Ladies, Roo and Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Roo and Dits, Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Roo and Dits.
Batesy, Ange, and we've got Alice the Wag. Roo, we love eavesdropping sometimes when these girls are talking.
Oh, God.
And this morning, again, it's about beauty secrets and the garbage they get sucked into.
They've been done by the late night TV.
Yeah.
Do you want to have beautiful looking skin?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
When you're 50, do you
pay
want to
look 200 30? Bucks for this and you will feel 10 years younger.
And if it doesn't work, we won't give you your money back. Now, Batesy, what is it that you and Alice the Wag bought this week? What have you done?
We bought I think it's called a dermal roller, which is a roller that has tiny little needles in it, and you roll it all over your face.
Well, this sounds safe.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps produce collagen, so it makes you look younger. It's anti-aging.
What's collagen?
I don't know. It's I think it's the thing that like keeps your skin elasticized.
So you research
Alice,
it.
What's collagen?
Yeah, it's the thing that stops you getting wrinkles.
So Alice has walked in this morning glowing, right? He goes, look at my face, look at my face. You look red. You look like you're sunburned. What have you done?
So I've rubbed it all over my face, but I actually think I've done it a bit too hard.
Right.
So it's actually quite sore and tender.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that just means it will have a better effect after today.
Right.
So then you do it and it, because it damages your skin a tiny bit, your skin then releases all this stuff, i.e. collagen.
Mm.
Yep.
And it
gives you a plumping looking skin.
It's true. It
and
works.
Then I have this special moisturizer from the African jungle called Drunk Elephant because it's
Drunk
made.
Drunk Elephant?
The African jungle?
Yeah, it was so expensive because it's
rude.
Made from the berries. And in Africa, these elephants, this is not a joke. The elephants
like
eat
a superfood berry.
Yeah, and it makes them appear drunk. Like they start acting all tipsy. So they use these same berries to make a special moisturizer with all the essential oils in it, and that's why my skin's so soft.
Right. It's actually from Semaphore Beach. But I've told her it's from the African jungle. Now, Ange, you're a little bit older and more mature than these two. Tell me, or give them some advice, could you, please?
Oh, my God. Well, over the years, and I'm a lot older, like as in could be your mother, I've spent so much money on skincare over the years and been through these stages, and at the end of the day, you just need a basic cleanser. Moisturizer and maybe a scrub and maybe a mask. And that's it. You don't have to spend a fortune on it.
Things.
Yeah, but that's just your basic face routine.
What about an oil?
No. No.
Serum?
Just moisturize your face with a moisturizer.
So you're rubbing
maybe an eye cream.
You're rubbing a contraption all over your face with needles in it.
Yeah.
No. And then I did a face mask. And then I did serums, and then I moisturized and put eye cream on.
How long did this all take?
Oh, I start at like 7.
How do you have time?
You start at 7 and go to when?
Till bed, like 9. But you put it on for like a minute and then you go and watch TV and then you wait half an hour until it's sunk in and then you go back.
And you seriously think you look different, do you?
I think that I have never looked better.
Oh, my God.
You've never looked
such
better.
Genuinely. Oh, wait 3 months with this roller.
Oh, what does your bloke do when you're doing all this stuff?
He was away and he rang me. I'm like, oh, he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm rolling my face with like this little needle thing. And he's like, God, you buy some shit.
Mm, yeah,
good on him.
Yes,
good on
your so
obviously,
your obviously they don't have kids because I don't have time to do that.
There you go.
Yeah.
When you have kids.
Wag, why are you doing
reality.
All this?
Well, I had this debate with Joel last night because he was lying on the couch going, honestly, like, what are you doing now? Like, and then I'd start something else and you go, And I was like, Joel, I'm doing this for you because when we're older, you don't want to look at me and see some like haggard, wrinkly old face. You want to be like, wow, my girlfriend is beautiful your whole life. So I'm doing it for you. And he was like, that is the biggest load of
exactly.
Crap I've ever
heard. You're doing it for all the other blokes that perv on you all day.
That
you
helps.
Enjoy.
That is not true.
It is true.
I wouldn't care if not one bloke in the whole world looked at me again.
No, that's a lie.
You've said
to
us,
that's a lie. Thank
that
you,
is
Basie.
A lie.
Basie. Hang on, you girls. How many times has she said today, do you reckon my skin looks nice?
Oh, yeah. I know. We've had it 20 times this morning.
Yeah, well, does it?
Yeah. Looks like you've been sunburnt in August.
Now, let's move on to the next topic. We just heard from the honey badger.
Oh, yeah.
Just quickly, all three of you, can you just meet a fella like that? Or can a fella meet a girl and within 1 minute you go, yep, that's the one
she's
I want to get
one.
Married? Like, sure, he's gone on to, I know we talk about The Bachelorette every year it comes up, but surely you can't just go on there and go, yep, she's it, I'm going to marry her. Like, when you met Peter Batesy, how long did it take?
A while. Like, I don't think it's possible to meet someone and you're like, I'm done. Because I don't think you really know them until you're like that far into the relationship and you fight and you like move on from it and you work together. Mm. I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah. Can the flame just go
straight away?
As you see him?
Yeah, but I don't. I think that's attraction. I don't think that's love.
Yeah, very good answer.
Oh, hang on. Yeah. Now you're getting deep. There's a difference.
there's definitely
have
a difference.
Have they worked us out?
Love takes time. How do you know if you love somebody from a first impression or a first look? Like, so you can be attracted to them and go, oh, my God, yep, hot. Yeah. Yes, I could, you know, we would have good babies together, you know. Because you're hot and I'm hot. Hopefully you get hot babies. You're ripped off if you get an ugly one. But anyway. So, yeah, but I don't. But you do hear of that. You do hear stories of that, though. That
how long did it take you and the package, Mr. South Australia?
Yeah, a couple of months, I reckon.
Yeah. But you knew pretty
he'd
much
like
straight
to think,
away.
You know, a couple of hours. He had me, but no. It gives personality as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and finding out their values.
Well,
and
Joel
stuff.
And I have been together 8 years, and I think he's still deciding whether I'm the one.
last night wouldn't help.
No, last night didn't help at all.
All right. Thanks, Angel.
See you, girls.
Thank you. Bye.
On Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast, Will Anderson will rock you.
Sing it.
Please welcome Will Anderson.
Yeah. Oh, good morning, Will. Well, just before we get to what you want to talk about, sorry, I've been momentarily distracted here
What's
in the studio.
On?
I'm watching the TV screen, and it says in big letters, Roo Balls.
Roo Balls?
And this is IKEA. And I just thought
is this
it was
about
all,
you, Roo?
Yeah, well, Roo never Probably. Misses an opportunity for any sort of percentage of anything, really. Yeah. Roo Balls. Roo,
you know, they have good food down cheap food down there in IKEA.
Dollar hot dogs and whatever,
Sounds like cash for comment to
there
me.
There it is.
Is this a promo?
There it is.
Are they replacing the metal balls in Rundle Mall with a couple of Roo Balls in tribute to the great man?
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry
right.
to digress there, Will.
Get into IKEA today.
Attention.
Yeah, beautiful. I'll head down there for lunch myself, I think. Hey, what's been happening, Will?
Well, I heard that you boys are a bit sceptical about the Western Bulldogs singing their theme song.
Yeah. I know why.
What's your problem?
Well, I just thought it was a little bit sort of squealy.
Well, hang on. Like, what are you talking about?
Sounded like girls in a nightclub.
Let's just have a little listen to it.
Listen to this.
Oh, no.
Now, was that a Mardi Gras float or was that a game of footy?
That did not sound like a bulldog.
I am offended at you guys and the way that you're looking at the world. That's just full of joy. If you put that sound at the end of any sentence, it sounds better. It's good to be on Triple M this morning with Ruin Dits. See how much fun that is?
It is
it's
a lot
great
of fun.
That IKEA are now selling Roo Balls.
Yeah.
It's joyful. And you can put it in other songs, right. Like this one from Blur.
Yeah, good one.
All right, well, what about this one from the Baja menu? I might remember this.
Nah, not on our playlist, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, how about this one from The Who, then? You might remember this.
Yeah, I like
nice.
It.
See, this is how much fun it is. You just got to get behind it.
Perhaps we have to. And they had a great come from behind win on the weekend for the Woohoos as well. So
exactly. Yeah. Imagine how much woohooing there would have been. In fact, I think we've even added it to other club songs of other teams. Here's the Collingwood Football Club remix.
Right.
Good old Collingwood forever. They know how to play the game. Side by side they stick together to uphold the magpie's name.
See? It's much more fun.
Hey, well, I can just see Joffa really getting into that.
Oh,
Joffa would just love it. He'd have the voice for it. There you go. Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
You've got the wrong idea about it, guys.
Did you play that to Eddie this morning?
Oh, yeah.
That was his response, was it? Hey, get on you, Will.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, mate.
See you, mate. Next.
The Roo and Dits catch up for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. $2.9 million grand prize. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.